listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Cost of living, crime and housing are expected to dominate discussions with the Premier, who's in Mackay with his ministers today for Community Cabinet. Stephen Miles has already made good on one promise to our region, spending more than an hour hearing from Yungala residents concerned about the impact the proposed Pioneer Valley Pumped Hydro Scheme will have. He's admitted the project's announcement could have been handled better and says he'll make reports into the scheme public.
I'll have to work out what that process looks like, but we'll make sure we've learned our lesson, and we'll make it public here and to you first before we release it elsewhere.
Aussie company Whitehaven Coal has committed to supporting local jobs and businesses after officially taking control of the Daunia and Blackwater mines from BMA. 95% of workers have committed to staying under the new management, which says it's committed to the coal sector for the long haul. CEO Paul Flynn hopes to see increased exports from the Bowen Basin.
Adding Blackwater and Daunia to our portfolio increases Whitehaven's exposure to attractive high-growth markets that rely on met coal for steel making, such as India.
And it's a big day for the Serena community as the town's brand new hospital opens its doors. The Brewers Road site has an increased capacity of 19 beds, larger consultation rooms, a rehabilitation facility and staff accommodation. The first patients will be accepted from midday, and Mackay Hospital and Health Service is reminding the community to continue using the current Hospital Street site until then. In sport, our national Kookaburras hockey squad has one final chance to impress before heading off to Paris 2024, taking on India this weekend. Mackay's Jacob Anderson hits the court for the five-test series at the International Festival of Hockey in Perth from Saturday.